Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, welcome everyone on this Big Game Sunday. I'm not remotely interested in either of the teams playing. As a matter of fact, I even had someone ask me which team I thought would win, and I actually picked the two teams that didn't make it to the Super Bowl. So don't call me for any gambling advice, because I can't pick the winner there. So I have an announcement. I am going to be doing a fundraiser for one of my favorite charities. It's called the Poppy Foundation. Their website is poppyfoundation.org. And for those of you who pay attention to my Mystic Mona page on Facebook, will see that I have posted the fundraiser for Valentine's Day. It's for the cats, because, you know, I'm a huge cat person. We have five. They're all adopted. They're all rescues. They have been rescued from imminent departure from this world by me, because you know life is precious. So this fundraiser I'm doing is going to be for the Poppy Foundation, poppyfoundation.org. They're here in Las Vegas. They actually are in North Las Vegas. They're on Sky Point, which is at Buffalo and the 215. So if your travels bring you to Las Vegas, you'd like to meet me in person and do a little donation, I'll be there from noon to 3. Or if you're, most of you that are calling in are not from Las Vegas, if you have ever called me for a question, I would really appreciate it if you took a few dollars and donated to the Poppy Foundation, because you can do that right on their website. So just donating maybe $5 or $10 would make all the difference in the world to these wonderful cats. Now, what the Poppy Foundation does is they rescue cats that cannot be placed into a home because of medical issues, or the owner has passed and there is no place for these cats to go. They take care of anywhere from 80 to 150 cats at any given time, and they're wonderful at rescuing. And then there are, of course, from time to time, the people that just dump off kittens at their place, which they don't encourage because that's not what the facility's about. But they also look to find homes or foster families for those cats as well. I'm going to start today with something a little different. Every now and then, you know, it's my radio program, I do anything I want. but here's what I want to start the broadcast with. I want to start the broadcast with a meditation. And for those of you who are lucky enough to tune in right now, I want to start with this meditation, and I want to tap into the subject of abundance. The reason I want to do that is it seems like the three calls that I get the most are about love relationships, abundance, or career, which I kind of think are almost the same thing. So I'm going to start with a meditation about abundance. There are folks out there that they work really, really hard. They work harder than people around them, and they see people around them making money like it's picking, I don't know, weeds out of their yard. That's exactly how you need to look at money, as though it is just coming to you from all directions. So I'm going to give you a meditation. It's going to take maybe about 5 minutes. So I want you all to relax. I want you to sit back. I want there to be no other distractions. Make sure your phone is off. If you're using a cell phone to call in, it won't matter. But if you're using a landline and you have a cell phone next to you because you're checking texts or whatever, please turn that phone off. I want you to get in a very comfortable position. Do not cross your arms or your legs. And sit comfortably. Imagine that there is a beam of light that is showering down on the top of your head. All right. Imagine that this beam of light is like looking at a diamond, that it's a white light, but there's sparkles of all colors in this light. Imagine that this light is showering you, filling you, and adjusting you to perfect alignment with spirit. So imagine that this white sparkling light is not only filling you up, so it's going through your head, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet, your toes. It is filling every part of your being with this sparkling, beautiful light. Now imagine that it's filling you up, and as it's filling you up, it is getting rid of any negative distractions that might be in your body. Imagine that this beautiful sparkling light is actually eliminating any roadblock, any negativity, any emotions that cause you pain. This wonderful white sparkling light is filling you up with alignment with spirit. Imagine that it's filling you up so much that it's spilling over your head. So not only is it filling you up, but like a fountain, it is actually showering from you. And as it showers from you, imagine that it's filling up a circle of light around you that goes wider and wider and wider till it connects with all things in the universe. So imagine that this beautiful sparkling white light is connecting with all things, all things. Now, picture the amount of money that you would like to have in your bank account. Specifically, focus on a number. So, if it's $10,000, if it's $100,000, if it's $1,000,000, imagine that you are making a deposit into your account for that amount. If it's easier for you to imagine a smaller amount, say $1,000 or $10,000, doesn't matter. But make the amount even with a bunch of zeros behind it. So I like the number one because the number one in numerology resonates to you. And just add as many zeros behind that number one as you need to add. Imagine that that number is being deposited into your bank account. So let's use $100,000. You want to draw $100,000 to you. Now, you have this sparkling light that is filling you up. And what this sparkling light does is allows you to be aware of opportunities where you can take action. Anytime a negative thought comes in that says you cannot get that $100,000, you need to shower it with sparkling white light till it disappears. So imagine that what are you going to buy with this $100,000? So I like to give people an exercise that while they're sitting in this light, they take a blank checkbook registry. They put $100,000 in that checkbook registry, and they imagine how they would spend the entire $100,000. Seriously, you just pretend you're writing checks for each one, that whole amount of money. And then tomorrow, you start out with another $100,000 in that checkbook registry. Imagine that money, abundance, opportunities, clarity, psychic intuition is coming to you from all directions. There are four things that you need to do in order to draw to you what you'd like to have. First, intention. What do you want? Two, goal. Make a goal of maybe why you want that money. Might be a new house, might be to move someplace else, might be to buy yourself a new car, whatever it is. There is no wrong answer. Whatever you want to do with that money, decide what it is you're going to do with it. Third, affirm it. The way to affirm it is this or something better now manifests for me and the benefit of all concerned. This $100,000 now manifests for me and the benefit of all concerned. And lastly, believe you already have it. When you operate from the flow of abundance, the right people get drawn to you. When you operate from non-flow of abundance, the wrong people are attracted to you. The other thing about this wonderful white light that fills you up, this sparkling white light that then overflows and fills your whole aura, is that you attract people that are meant to be attracted to you. It is also a way of walking into a new environment with the idea that you're always being divinely guided. So if you fill yourself up before going to a job interview with this beautiful sparkling white light, then that interaction at that job interview, nothing goes wrong, whether you get the job or not. Because if you always believe, like I do, that you're being divinely guided to whatever you need to happen next, that's exactly what starts to happen for you. So I bless you all for being tuned in early to participate in that. For those of you who tuned in late, my radio program is eligible to be repeated, so you can just read through that or listen through that meditation. But I wanted to start with that because I find that so many of you struggle with things that you think are out of your reach, and they're actually not. So I'm going to go to area code 310, if I can get them on the air. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince. What's your question for me today?
Well, my question is this. Simply put, I just wondered if there's a job close by to where I live right now that's coming my way that's going to be decent.
Wait a minute. I thought you had a job.
I did, but see, the job that I had was only seasonal, and it didn't pay that much. And there was only, even if I got full time, it was only like 30 hours a week.
Ended,
they let a whole bunch of us go at the end of January.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right, let me see what the cards want to tell you. Hold on.
Okay. I did go for a journey, but and they would seem to be interested in me, but the problem is it's like an hour and 15 minutes away from where I live.
Okay, so have you, now I know that you've done some temporary assignments where you've worked with some agencies. Have you asked them specifically that you want a temp to hire opportunity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I call them all the time and I let them know.
Okay. Well, because what it's saying here is that March is your big power month for the new job. So I'm actually not worried about you getting the new job. The thing that I want you to do, and you probably were listening for the whole meditation that I did, is that before any interview or any interaction with somebody that could help you with a job, I want you to imagine that you're filling yourself with this sparkling white light. Because the thing is that one of the things that I seem to frequently pick up from you, Vince, is that you're convinced that getting a job is difficult. That there's that's an old memory, and what I'd rather you do is realize that the perfect job, the true place success job, is right around the corner for me, and that's exactly how I'd like you to think about it. The other thing that I'd like you to do, and I don't know if I've told you to do this before, so I'm going to go ahead and give you this energy exercise. Go to the grocery store today, get yourself 3 bottles of distilled water, all right? Just the regular generic brand of distilled water. They'll cost you probably about $1 each. On the outside of each of these bottles with a permanent marker, I want you to write in big letters the words true, T-R-U-E, place, P-L-A-C-E, success. True place success, okay? Every morning, I want you to start with the first jug of water. So you're going to start drinking this water tomorrow morning. I want you to drink a glass of water from the first jug. You're going to have the other 2 jugs just sitting behind this first jug. You're also going to take out an index card or a piece of paper. You're going to write down the 5 things you want in the next job. The first thing on the list is how much you'd like to make.
Okay.
The second thing on the list is how far it is from home. So within, say, 15 miles, right? The third thing on the list is the environment that you find that you're the most productive in, okay?
Okay.
The fourth thing might be the dress code. The fifth thing might be the thing you do. Right. So, but you can write down as many things as you want on this card. I'm just giving you those first five things because those are usually the most important to people. All right. So every morning, you're going to drink one glass of water out of the first jug of water. You're going to put that those five things that you want about the job under that first jug. But you're going to wait 24 hours before you drink from that jug because you want the words true place success to vibrate that water to those words, to that goal. And then when you drink that glass of water, your whole body is going to vibrate to that goal. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not going to be upset or concerned or worried. You know the job is on the way. Make sure that you're jumping online and looking for what you really want. And according to this, I see a new job by March, which is only, you know, 3 weeks away. You could get it before March. But it's resonating with the number three. So the number three is going to be a very fortunate number for you, Vince. Hey, thanks for checking in. And good luck on the job. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy from Sacramento. What's your question?
Well, when I'm released from my medical care, which hopefully will be late March, early April, I'm hoping to get a new job that I'll be able to keep for several years. I have 20 years experience call center in vision insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I have a job in banking, but it's I don't think that they'll be keeping me, and I don't feel it's the right place for me.
Okay.
And Kaiser, actually, the recruiter finally contacted me in October, but because of my two medical surgeries, I had to wait. And he said we could reconnect when he has something available again. But I have an open mind, and I'm hoping either I find something like receptionist where I accept co-pays or call center, like appointments, or whatever the Lord has in mind for me. And it's very important because my sister agreed that we could share a new apartment together. Her lease expires in May. And so...
Okay. So here's the thing, is Wendy, there's a lot of worry here. You have a lot of worry around you. And the thing is that I know when you're busy, you're happiest. So did you hear what I told Vince about the distilled water?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I want you to do the exact same exercise that I just told Vince, where you write down the five things that you'd like to have in the next job. That you and the thing is that there's a lot of anger that's still I'm picking up from you, a lot of hurt from the fact that you're not still working for the company that you worked with so long, that still needs to be released. So I'm going to give you an exercise to do for that. So do the exercise I told Vince to do. Do the meditation that I've actually instructed everybody to do. But in your case, instead of focusing on a specific dollar amount, I want you to focus on the perfect job. The perfect job for you, all right? That you're constantly filling yourself with white, sparkling light. That is, it is knocking down in just a mere thought any negativity that is connected with you getting the right opportunity, all right? But here's the exercise I want you to do, because when you work for a company for a long time and then you're let go, it feels very like you're being betrayed because you were 100% involved in this job. So what I want you to do is I want you to write the name of the employer at the top of a sheet of paper, and I want you to do an emotional vomit in words of everything you're feeling about the fact that they let you go. Everything goes on that sheet of paper. Okay, well,
you're incredible. But, I didn't even tell you that they let me go after 15 years.
The reason I'm saying that is that is that you have to realize that the universe wanted you to be in another place. And if you start looking at these people as though that they really were angels of change for you, and that, you know, you don't like change, you go into change kicking and screaming. And because you've gone into change so fighting it so much, there's been all these reasons for you to not accept the change, with the medical issues, which part of what you're going through is for you to get to your level of priority. So on this exercise, you write the name of the company on the top of the sheet of paper. You do an emotional vomit in words of everything that you're pissed off and hurt about goes on that sheet of paper. When you have exhausted it, when it gets to the point of almost being kind of funny or ridiculous, I want you to write these words: I release this past job for the opportunity I deserve. Okay?
Okay.
I release this past job for the opportunity I deserve. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you safely burn it.
Okay.
Okay, and as soon as you can actually wrap your mind around the fact that you're not supposed to, you were not supposed to be at that job anymore, then the next job is literally right around the corner. And it's going to be a job you like better. You're going to be working with people, and some of them will be around your age, some of them will be younger, but they're all going to look at you like you're their older sister or their aunt. And you're going to get to take that matriarchal sort of vibration into this next job, where it feels like you got a bunch of people that just think you're really, really a neat lady. And that's what I want you to go into. So the quicker you can release the crap that happened at the last job, when you start drinking the water, like I told Vince, because here's the thing, we are 70% water. When you drink high energy water that is toward a goal that you want, you vibrate all that water in your body to that goal. Just by drinking that glass of water every day. All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling. See you later.
When will I get my job, though?
Okay. You guys, I only have time for really one question on the air. And what I was trying to explain to Wendy, that the job comes with the vibration, so that when she has the right vibration, the right job comes up. I'm going to go to area code 630. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. What's your question?
How are you? Just hearing you discuss, just kind of getting in the right vibrational frequency, my question then is, what you see for me that could get me kind of in that zone to attract what I want in my life?
Okay, see here, people make it really hard. And seriously, you have this tendency to do it the hard way, and I'm going to sort of answer your question, but I really want you to think about something slightly different.
Okay.
You can have anything you want, as long as you realize that you can have it. Okay. Now, when I say you can have anything, it may not mean you can have everything, but you can have anything. And the anything means that the best thing for you is to decide what kind of environment's going to make you happy. See, here's the thing. You are this amazing, talented, all-in kind of employee. I'm just going to use this as an example of you. When you go to a job, you're willing to do more than your job to get along with everybody. You're kind of a giver at work. Well, what happens is that there are people that don't want to work as hard as you, so they undermine you. They get jealous of you. They get a little pissed off that you are, you know, you've drunk the Kool-Aid and you're all in. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So having said that, is that instead of going in and doing 150% at the next job, go in and just do your best at your job. Be willing to help people when they ask you, not automatically. Okay. Because when someone asks you, like, I don't do readings for people unless people ask me. So that's why this radio program is so perfect, because people call up and they ask me what they want. And then the advice that I'm giving you, I believe, is the advice I'm supposed to give you. Do you see what I mean? It's that whole no accident thing. So if you can start operating in your circle as though your environment right now is perfect for the next thing that happens for you, and realize that whatever job you didn't get, you might have dodged a bullet. So instead of beating yourself over, I didn't get the job, I really wanted it, instead of beating yourself up that way, say, maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe universe is making sure that I'm in the exact right place. Because according to what I'm seeing here is that there is a job coming to you, and what it's saying is that you don't initially want it. And so here's the thing, is that I want you to write down five things that you want in the next job, salary, location, just like what I told Vince earlier. But the reason I'm saying that is that when you first hear about the job offer, you may not want it. But I still want you to go to the interview.
Yeah, for me, it's not necessarily job. I have one right now, and I'm not currently looking for a job.
Okay. Well, there's still one coming, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, that's good to know.
Yeah, the reason I say that is that there's a couple things coming up in your cards. There's an offer coming to you around April. So it could be a promotion where you are right now. It could be that work asks you to take on additional responsibility, and your response needs to be, well, how will I be compensated for the additional responsibility?
Okay.
And if they say, well, we can't pay you anymore, say, well, can I have an extra day off a week? You see what I mean? So use it as a negotiating tool. And then there's this guy who's coming up reversed in your cards, and I hesitated to bring him up because I see a weird little bit of a obsession connected with him in some way. He's either obsessed with you or the other way around. And what I'm telling you is that I need you to let go of that energy with that guy.
Yeah.
And as soon as you let go of that energy, and that you're, it's like, you know what, and seriously, it's the classic, if it's meant to be, it will. But I see this weird jealousy card here connected with this relationship. And you either need to dump your jealousy or he needs to dump his.
Mm-hmm.
And that the more space you give him, the more he's going to want to be with you, and vice versa. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
If you just take a step back and go, if it's meant to be, it will, the relationship moves forward in the way you want it to.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay,
have a good
bye.
One. Bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ashiel from New York. How are you?
I'm great. What's your question for me today?
What is the message for me for the new moon that's starting tomorrow? Because I feel like there's a message for me.
Okay, so in what area?
Oh, career.
Okay.
Oh,
let me see. Now, were you listening?
I need to know.
Okay, were you listening at the beginning of the program?
Some of it, but I'm going to listen to the archive.
Okay, here's the thing. You have the most successful card in my deck in your reading. So I'm getting this big resounding yes. Take what they offer you. And even if it's not exactly what you want, according to what I'm getting here, it will evolve to that. So I keep getting this resounding yes. So before you go to this thing tomorrow, this meeting tomorrow, fill yourself up with this light, this sparkling white diamond-like light. It's a white light that's got all the colors in it that sparkle. It's like... and I want that to break down any barrier to the word yes with you. I want you to go in with the idea that yes is exactly what's going to happen. Because I have two cards here that I love in your reading.
What are those?
The first card is the Sun in traditional tarot, which I also call the happy marriage card or happy relationship card. The second card that I love in your reading is a card called the World. So you have the Sun and the World. So I keep getting this resounding yes. And the only thing standing in your way is you. Okay?
That was the message. Yeah.
That's the message. You just allow it. Don't make it happen. Let it happen.
Okay? No control.
All right, my friend. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Joellen. How are you? Thanks for picking my call.
Hi, Joellen. Sure. What's your question?
Well, I love your advice, and I listen to it every week because it's just fabulous. From fabulous
Las Vegas.
What a sweet
thing to say. Thank you. All right, what's your question now that you have buttered me all up?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been looking for work, but I kind of took a few weeks sidestep because I've been doing this other gig. I'm teaching a couple classes.
Okay.
My interest that I really want to do is something more creative. I've interviewed for a couple things. I'm wondering, where's the best place where I should look for me to get that dream job that I'm really looking for, that true place success?
Okay, well, do the water thing like I mentioned, because since you've been listening since the beginning of the program. The other thing is I really like the way your cards are coming up. The only thing that you're not doing, is being open to receive, because you have a card of almost lucky change connected with the recognition of you doing things the way you do it, and that sort of the universal nod that the way you do things is exactly the right way. So you have the two cards you have that I really like. One is the Wheel of Fortune in traditional tarot. So there is change coming. The card that follows that is a card of don't compare yourself to everybody else. Just be uniquely you. The more you that you are, the more amazing you'll be. The next card talks about being open to what the universe offers. And what's so nice about that is that you don't have to compromise money to be open to what the universe wants to give you. And then out of a place of discomfort comes your new beginning. So it really is right around the corner.
Okay.
So I have to tell you, sometimes my cat, I have to tell you this because it's kind of cracking me up. Sometimes when my cat gets on my lap when I'm doing these readings for the radio program, her name's Tilly the Hun. She has her own web page, Tilly the Hun. She's a black and white cat. So we saved her from being put down. I mean, hours away from this cat being put down. So she should be more grateful, but she's kind of the B word. So anyway, so I'm sitting here and I'm petting her. And she does this thing where she licks my hand and then she bites it. So, which of course, I'm saying that to you. Because what I want you to do is I want you to look at the people that have actually been a benefit to you, but don't bite them. So every the hand that pets you, basically. Here's the thing: there are people around you that think you're awesome. Those are the people that I want you to reconnect with or connect with. Those are the people that I want you to celebrate in your life, and the people that have bitten you for what you've done for them, I want you to step back from them. Do you see what
One
I mean?
Last thing is it more along education or is it more along creativity?
Well, the more creative you are, the more happy you are. So what it's saying is that, nobody does what you do the way you do it. And that is exactly the vibration that you need to adopt. And as soon as you adopt that and believe it, what happens is that you start getting little offers that align with that. All right, my friend?
Right on. Thanks so much.
See ya. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here who has blocked their number, but they've been on hold the whole radio program. So this is some anonymous caller who has blocked their number. Hello, who's this?
No, it's not anonymous. It's Deanna. It's just that I wasn't aware that I blocked it. Sorry, Mona.
Oh, that's okay. What's your question today?
Well, if I have one, I did go back to work a couple of days as a contractor, and I was wondering
yay.
What it shows. Yeah, super, super yay.
That's awesome. I mean, seriously, because, you know, the thing is that 2 days a week with what you do you can't necessarily thrive on that, but you can survive on that. Which is wonderful.
Yes.
Here's the thing: the more gracious and available that you make yourself, the more. For example, when you do that meditation that I did at the beginning of the program, I just want you to, instead of the dollar amount that I gave everybody, I want you to say, I'm available for more work. More work is coming to me. And what will happen is that you may be on a two-week-a-day thing now, but this is saying that over the 3 months that it generates into full time or to the amount of hours you really want to work. So all you do is you just keep going in, being fabulous, pleasant, amazing, and everything. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I'm being tested. I know that, and I agree. And grace is my favorite word.
That's awesome. Okay, then you use the word, grace me with more hours.
Okay, that's a good one.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much. I always love to listen to you.
You're so cute. I'm going to put you back on hold, and thank you for being one of my fans. I really appreciate that. So I'll put you back on hold so you can listen to the rest of the program. All right, hold on. All right, I've got somebody here from the... got somebody here from the 469 area code. Hello, 469. Who's this?
Hi, greetings. This is Stacy. I have a question Hello, Miss Mona. Question about what's going on in the marriage right now. Everything is appearing to be just awesome.
Okay, so my mother used to say, "Don't borrow trouble."
I hear that.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that I'm not going to concentrate on your marriage because I'm not worried about your marriage. What I'd like you to do instead is find something that sort of makes you fly out there in the real world. So it may be, and what's interesting is the card that I get for you, which is sort of going to maybe come out of the blue to you, but I see you getting more politically involved, that you you actually choose something that you feel passionate about and you align yourself with that energy. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that it's saying that I'm not worried about the marriage. You're with the right person. So it's almost a non-question. It's almost as if you called me just to see what I was going to tell you, because I don't see issues in your life, except I'd like
you're
to
so
see you
cute.
Have what?
Sorry.
What do you mean?
You're brilliant. You're good.
Okay.
It's like that is so. It's like, you know. It's like, okay, let me hear what I'm hearing. You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you have this fabulous marriage. So as my mother used to say, don't borrow trouble. But what it's saying is that there's this incredibly passionate side to you that now that you have the relationship category set in your life. Now I need you to have something to do that brings you joy and passion at the end of the day, that when you're sitting there having your martini with your man, you can talk about kind of how you made the world a little bit of a better place.
Mm.
So here's the thing, is that I'm looking at your cards, I'm looking at this intuitive gift that you have that you sort of keep denying or putting on the back burner. I'm looking at this new beginning that you create for yourself, and then I'm seeing this political environment that you get yourself involved in. And the thing is the secret about getting politically involved is to not take what happens personally.
Mm, awesome.
Okay. But it's saying that, and I want to tell you, I'm just going to remind you of the three things that are the meaning of life. Are you ready?
Yes.
Somebody to love, something to look forward to, and something to do.
Okay.
So that's the meaning of life, all right?
Mm-hmm,
the thing is the more you love, the more love comes into your life, right?
So true.
So now we take it outside of our fabulous, perfect marriage and go someplace else with it.
Gotcha.
Maybe even bringing harmony to some other people's chaos. Okay,
that's
girl. Thanks for calling.
Thank
See you later.
So much.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let me see. Got somebody here. This looks like an overseas call beginning with 447. Hello, 447. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Deep. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Deep. What's your question?
I've been interviewing with a few companies. I'm out of work since November.
Right.
So a particular company I interviewed with is called Aptus. So that happened last Monday.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to getting an offer from them early next week. And
oh yay!
My, So my question is, do you see anything? Do you see them giving me an offer which is really good for me to take up? Or,
well, here's the thing that's the cards are coming up kind of interesting with you. You can do the job. It's got great potential. You can handle the stress connected with the job. All of that is true. But here's the thing that has me a little worried or a little concerned, is that they're going to offer you the job, but it may not be at the money you expect.
Right.
So have you already talked salary with this company?
Through the recruitment agent, yes. I have told them what I need. I need above 80 is what I told them. So do you think they'll be offering me that as a basic, 80,000?
Okay. Here's what I'm getting, is that they're interested in you. You can do the job. There's no question you can do the job. But what I'm getting is that they may offer you a job, but at less than what your quote minimum salary requirement is. You know, see what I'm saying? Is that they're going to be nervy enough to actually say, well, you know, maybe he'll take less.
Right, because I'm out of work. Okay, do you still think it's worth taking that job and working for this company for some time?
Okay, here's why I think that if you get the job offer, you should take it. Because here's the thing. You are worth more if you're working, if you're looking for a job, than if you're not working. Because you're already discovering that, you know, you're amazingly qualified, but you're having a tough time finding a job. I hope that you were listening in at the beginning of the program about that meditation that I did.
I will listen back to the archive. I'll dive
okay.
in later. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then listen to the caller after that meditation. Because there's a little project I had him do that I think I'd like you to do too. But here's the thing, is that what this is saying is that if you're willing to take the job at the lower amount, then what it does is it gives you some credential to find the next job. And what my advice would be to stay at this job for about 5 months and start looking for the next job after 5 months. All right? But you go in with the attitude that because, by the way, you are so qualified for this job that it would be incredibly easy for you. So what I'm getting is that you taking this job is not a bad thing. So, but don't be surprised if they say that they want to offer you, say, 10 or 15% less than your minimum.
Right. Okay.
Okay, but it's worth it for you to take it because you're worth more working than when you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of
okay.
course. And if I wanted to continue working for them for longer, say for a year or longer than a year, do you think I can work my way up and then experience-wise also I'll grow?
Well, see, that's the pitch they're going to give you, is that we kind of want you to prove yourself to us. So that's sort of the pitch they're going to give you. So what I would do as a counter is say, okay, well then I'd like you to bring me up to my minimum salary requirement within 6 months after I start. So, yes, I'll accept the offer at this, but I'd like it in writing that in 6 months that you bring me up to my minimum.
Right.
Okay. But the thing is that what I'm getting here is that they do want to hire you, but what I'm also getting is that the job's incredibly competitive.
As in hard to do? It'll be hard for
you
to do?
No. There are other people that are also in the consideration
Free.
For this position. So that's what I mean by competitive. There are other people that want that job too.
Right. Otherwise,
okay. All right, my friend.
Good.
I'm sorry. I have to go. But thank
yeah,
you for
sure.
calling.
Thank you. Thank
all right.
You.
See you later. Okay. Bye.
See you.
All right.
Bye.
I've got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Pearl.
Hey, Pearl. Are you all done with that frickin' estate?
Oh, well, the major part of it's done. I'm so happy. The hardest part
well,
is done. The childhood
you know,
part.
I'm just, I know that you've been through hell and back over the last few months, and I'm really glad that we get to see the light at the end of the tunnel. What's your question for me today?
The question is that as part of it, I have an opportunity to buy a tiny condo. And I don't really like the condo. I would just do it for, like, investment purposes. And I wondered if you thought that would be a good idea.
There'll be another one. Here's the thing is I don't want you doing what you don't want to do. So if you yourself wouldn't live in that condo because it's uncomfortable for some reason, then I wouldn't buy it.
Okay.
Better that you sit back and hold on to your money for a while and see what happens after April. Because here's the thing, that same condo may go on, may reduce in price. Or you may find a condo that you actually really would like to live in that could be a retreat place for you. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, the condo's part of the estate, so I'd have to buy out my siblings. But I've never really cared for it that much. It's just an opportunity.
Okay, so here's what I would offer your siblings is see if they want to buy your share out. But they're both so freaking cheap. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are.
So I would say, by the way, I'm moving forward and selling the condo. Now, you can buy them out and hold on to it for a while, but if you do, then what I would do is do a smudging or sage cleaning of that house or that condo. There's resentful energy connected with that condo that even if you buy your siblings out, they're going to go, well, what if it's worth like $50,000 more in a few years? I'm serious. They're just so freaking petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So buying them out, in my opinion, is not the solution. I actually think you should sell it at whatever you can sell it for market value now, split the proceeds with them so that they can get their extra, you know, $40,000 or $50,000 or whatever it is, and just be done with them. Because here's the thing, is that you sell it, and then you take care of Pearl.
Yeah, because I've got things I want to do with my life for a change.
Right.
I want to start the new career. I want to go on with my life. I want to do
I would love it if you got one of those vacation homes for a month in like Hawaii.
Ooh.
And after you got all this crap done, you go there for that month and you just chill. So, you know, one of the best times of year to go to Hawaii is like April or May. So you decide that for the whole month of April, you're going to be in frickin' Hawaii. You're going to wear, you know, gauzy outfits. You're not going to wear any makeup. And you're just going to have a nice visit.
Wow. My soul would love that.
Right. Well, and then during that 1 month, you decide where you want to be. All right, my friend.
Thank you very much. Colin. Thank you.
Okay.
You're awesome.
See you later. It takes one to know one, baby. Bye. All right, I got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
I want to see when a card say a new place for me to live.
Why do I think you almost had a new place to live? What happened with that?
I don't know. I haven't had any offer.
So what your cards are talking about here now, the time on your call here says that you've only been tuned in for a couple minutes to get on the air. But if you want to listen to the beginning of this broadcast, so wait like 15 minutes, then you can replay the broadcast and listen to the meditation that I did at the beginning of the broadcast. What I want you to do is I want you to focus on the goal of attracting to yourself the right living situation. Because what it is right now is that the energy you're sitting in is not attracting a lot of nice things to you. I'm seeing a lot of pain being attracted to you and not a lot of joy being attracted to you. So the last thing I want to have is that you find a place to live that puts you in the same sense of sort of trappy pain-like stuff that you've been in. And and that's why I'm having you listen to the beginning of the program. So instead of putting a dollar figure in the meditation, I want you to put the right place to live. My next living space might be the words that you use. Because what I'm seeing here is the way for you to pull yourself out of this sort of circle you've had of doing things the hard way. Seriously. to pull yourself out of that circle, you need to vibrate to a different energy. And what it's saying here is that you may need to vibrate to an energy of working with other people that help you in some way. So that may be going back to church. It might be joining up in some sort of a support group of some way. But what I'm seeing is that you're in this bad habit of being around people that cause you pain, and you're in this bad habit of not thinking that you deserve to have what you want. And it's a bad habit.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, is that even though it's going to feel uncomfortable for you to connect with people that are sort of open to loving you, that's exactly the path that leads you to get into a better living situation. And I would start right away by re-listening to this program just for the first few minutes and listen to the meditation, all right? And then start connecting with people that are just in a better mojo right from the beginning. All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right. So you guys remember, I'm doing that fabulous fundraiser this coming up Sunday, Valentine's Day, for the Poppy Foundation. And if any of you have ever listened to this program and you've gotten anything out of this program, please, you know, decide to donate $5 or $10 or $20 or $50 to poppyfoundation.org. They're a charity that I volunteer for a few times a year. And what I usually do when I volunteer for them is people sit down with me and I do mini readings for about $20, and then I donate 100% of what I raise to the Poppy Foundation. So the big event is next Sunday, Valentine's Day, from noon to 3. So I hope that you tune in or come in for that. I will do the radio program on Valentine's Day, so that will be doing it. It looks like I have one more call before I end the program. Somebody from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Yeah, hello, Mona. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. What's your question?
Hi. Yeah, since last July, I've had very low energy, and I was just curious how I can increase it. You know, my sleep patterns have been off, too.
Well, you know, when you don't sleep well, you don't have a lot of energy during the day. Here's what I think would work for you. So at the beginning of this particular broadcast, I did a guided meditation with everybody. So wait about 15 minutes, and then you can replay the beginning of this program, and you can listen to the meditation. So instead of putting a dollar figure, which is what I used for this particular meditation, I want you to put in vibrant health, or just the word energy into the meditation. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So because what I'm getting here is that and I mean this in the most blessed way I can possibly say it, you're a little stubborn. And I don't mind that, because usually people that are stubborn have a pretty good sense of who they are. But this is how I keep my energy up throughout the day, is I watch the carbs. So I watch the simple carbs. And I have to tell you, I love bread. Love bread. I'm like Oprah that way. Love me some bread, especially hot pretzel bread. Ugh. And butter. Oh, man. So I cut out the carbs. So on days, and usually it takes a couple days for the energy to kick in, I usually only have 2 cups of coffee in the morning. So I'll have my 2 cups of coffee in the morning. And then the rest of the day, I drink decaf tea, all right, usually orange or lemon tea. All right. The other thing that I do is that, and I cut out the sugar. And I have to tell you, just those simple things, cutting out the simple carbs, cutting out the sugar, 2 cups of coffee before noon, and I don't drink any caffeine after noon, really helps with my energy and really helps with my sleep.
Yeah, I did cut out all carbs except for fruit, and I don't drink caffeine or coffee.
So I would put fruit in the morning. And I would make fruit my first, I would make my whole first meal just fruit. And the reason I say that is because, and so do that about an hour before you have protein. Because here's the thing, fruit, like apples and berries and, you know, the really good fruit, that actually aligns alkaline-wise with your body. So if you wake up like I do every morning and have a big glass of water, which I usually drink from my vibrating water, again, listen to the beginning of the program and you can find out what I mean by that. But I drink my vibrating water first. Then if I'm going to have fruit that day, I'll have that next. Then I wait about 45 minutes or an hour and I have a high protein sort of So I have a snack before my breakfast is basically what I do. And then I have a high protein breakfast, like a cheese omelet. And that's all I'll have. And then I wait till I'm hungry again. And then it's on a high protein snack, like nuts or a salad with, you know, some sort of protein. But that usually helps. And the thing is to start listening to your body, that if anything you eat actually makes you feel weak, don't eat it.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. When on the rare occasion that I treat myself to an entire box, I'm going to give you one of my awful things here. The occasional time that I treat myself to an entire box of macaroni and cheese, because I'll make it like the recipe, but then I'll add an extra cup of cheese and milk to it, so it actually tastes like it's homemade. I will eat the whole box, and I'll feel awful after I do it. But eating it during the time I'm eating it, I love it. But I only do that like maybe once every 3 months, because I just have to have that sort of memory of my mom when she used to make macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Okay, because it's a childhood memory thing. It's like that there were several things my mom used to make that I loved. One of them was macaroni and cheese. One of them, which is going to surprise the crap out of most people, lima beans and rice. I used to ask for that on my birthday. Because my mom made it so, my mom would say, oh, it's such a special treat. And she would soak baby lima beans overnight, and she would cook them like you cook black eyed peas with some bacon or a ham hock, and then she would serve it over white rice. My mouth's watering just telling you about this, because it was something that my mom made so special. The other thing that she made for me was pound cake. I don't like frosting. I love pound cake. So those are the carbs I have to avoid because they remind me of the love of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really give a crap that they're really not that great for me. Every now and then I just kind of need to have a little reminder of my mom.
Yeah.
And I digress, but because we were talking about your energy, but you made me think of that, so I thought I'd share that with you. But really, here's the thing, getting yourself moving, you know, a walk, a mile walk, if you can just commit to 1 mile of walk every morning, that'll help you sleep at night. It'll get the vibrancy going again.
Great. Yes, I'll
definitely
try. All
right, girl, thanks for tuning in. See you later.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, remember, if you've ever tuned into my program and got any benefit at all from it, I would really appreciate it if you went to thepoppyfoundation.org and made a donation. I will be back live on Wednesday. I will look forward to talking with you then.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.